Rishpo, the name of a person, Rashi Shemish, name of a person, Omar Shmuel. Af Gedule Truma, Truma, Boy Bayon Gozu. The Bona made Xera Gedule Truma. That means you had, let's say, wheat, that you were mafresh Truma on it. And now what can you do with wheat? Usually you eat wheat. But now instead of eating the wheat, you want to again plant the wheat. And you planted it, and now it grows up new wheat. Now, midiraisa, when you plant it in the ground, it's like mavotol, the old seed becomes botol, and it's called something new coming out that's not truma anymore. Midiraisa, what grows up now is not truma. More than kidney is beans. If you're going to plant the beans that you made truma on, they grow up, that's a new peri now, really it has no truma. So Rabbanu made Xera, no. Since the seed was a truma, they could seed you a mafresh truma from that, what grows now is also truma. That's one of the Xeras. Trashi, a gedule truma. In Zora, if you plant something, even something that the seed gets disintegrated in the ground, to go in tfua, if you plant like wheat or barley, the kidneys or type of beans, still we say what grows up now has a dim tumor on it. For the Gemara, my time, what was the reason it made such a gzera? We're afraid our Moli Yisrael has choose mafra truma, and he's a Rasha. He doesn't want to give the truma to the Kohen. He thinks he doesn't like the Kohen. Why do you get it? I want to keep it. So how is he going to keep the truma? He figures, I'll go ahead and plant the truma, and what grows up now, I'll be able to eat for myself. So that's what the Yisrael does. So to stop this Yisrael from not giving it to the Kohen, we tell him, even if you plant it, you know what grows up is still truma. So Trashi, truma, tahira, biyad Yisrael. V'yein le tzora. I'm going to have a Yisrael that he has a bad eye, means he can't stand to give away things. Litna l'kayin to give it to a kayin. V'zara l'vatola. V'zarei l'vatola. He plants it for nothing. Mitaris truma. V'zarei l'vatla mitaris truma. The only reason why the Yisrael is planting it now is to mevatla it from the din truma. Because midiraisa, when you plant truma and a new seed, something new grows up, it's not truma anymore. So that's the reason. First, the Gemara, Amar Rava. Either chashid l'hoch, if you're afraid the guy is such a rusher that he doesn't push it, doesn't want to give the truma to the kayin. He wanted him to take truma in the first place. You know, the guy feels so bad not to give it to Kain, such a rasha, Mistami won't take truma in the first place. He can't make zeros for such a person. He's not a rush to the over nis of the Raisa. Mid the Raisa is to take off truma, one chita achas pteras as a tree. Mid the Raisa, there's no shear how much truma you have to give. You could have 1,000 bushels of truma, of wheat. If you take off one kernel of wheat and say a razor, truma the bela, you eat the mitzvah of the Raisa. So Mela, that's what this person can do. If he doesn't want to give to a Kohen, let him take off one kernel of wheat, and that is nothing to talk about. Kiddushmuel, Umi, the Yafashub, about this person, no, Vices took off a lot of wheat for Truma, and now he has a bad eye. He doesn't want to give it to the Kohen. Ishramin lechashidi. You see, he's not choshid. You see, we're talking about a person that does take off Truma. So if he took off Truma already, he's stumbling about to give it to the Kohen also. So how could you make this is the Xeru that he's not going to give it to the Kohen? Or you want to trick him like so he can't be Mavato the Truma? There's no such person like that. And the Gemari Elo Marava. Yisrael, keep on the Efshel, that's part of the Gemara. Is my Ida Chashid Lahachi, Yafush Nami Lalifashu. Keep on the Efshel, Nevet Chit Achet. Kiddushmuel, since it can be mafish, only one kernel of wheat, like Shmuel's Halacha, that Shmuel says Midiraisa, the smallest amount of Truma Patis, will lay covered, and he doesn't do this, he takes off more Truma, is Emnum Hemne. Havali is a Nemedic person that he wants to give the Truma to the Kohen. So why do we have the Xeris of now for some reason he made a mistake and he planted the Tfuah? Why are we going to the Tfuah cannot be Makabal is still Truma? Elazat Gemara Xeris Mishum Truma Tmei Biyat Kohen. We're afraid no. The Yisrael packet took off Truma and gave it to a Kohen. And now by the Kohen it became Tummy. A Sheretz or a Mace touched the Truma. Halacha is now the rice, you have to burn it. You're not allowed to eat it anymore. Truma Tmei you can't eat. It's also heat, so the Kohen has to burn it. Amor the Kohen will feel bad. Here I got 20 pounds of wheat, kishmaka wheat, and now because it's telling me I can't eat it. So what will he do? He'll feel, instead of burning it, let me go and plant all these 20 pounds of wheat, and I'll get 100 pounds of wheat later. And what grows up later is not going to be truma, so, and who I did, the tumor goes off it also, so I'll be able to eat it. So what's wrong with that? So tomorrow, what's wrong with it is, dilma mashoy lagabe. It takes time till you plant all these 20 pounds of wheat. But you offer that a kola. So you're going to have to let it stay in your house a while. So since you're going to hold on to the truma tumeya, we're afraid while you're holding on to it, you'll forget and eat it. So G'day Rabbanim didn't want you to forget that you have Truma Tumei in your house. They don't want you to hold on to it to try and have Eitzes of planting it and making the Eish Truma and Eish Tumam. They made it clear that even if you plant these Tfuah, even if you plant these Kitnias, what grows up again is still Truma. And who then is still Truma Tumei. So now the crane has nothing to gain, so now the crane will burn it right away. And now there won't be any Xer, we'll hold on to the Truma, and we're afraid to leave it in between. Rashi, Mishum Truma Tumei Biyakrin. Sha'asura biyachilu. Uba lizer will come to plant it. Because of Shatei b'shmo horishin, it still remains truma tumeya. For rehi truma tumeya the chashina dilma mashoyelo. He'll leave it over. Adzman, till it takes the time zriya. If you're in the middle of winter now, you can't plant now. So you'll have to wait till the summer months. So you're going to hold it in your house for a whole month, for a whole half a year. V'yosle mecha b'tumasei. We're afraid then you'll forget in between. You'll come to eat the truma tumeya. That's why the bonometic zera, even if you plant it, there's no eitzim. So therefore, what will the kohen do? The kohen will take it and burn it to be mekayim the mitzvah the way he's supposed to. Rima vayta. V'idach, what's another one of the yutchas gzeris? Omer Rabbi Chiya bar Ami mishmei dula. Af mi shehechshich loy baderech. This last parak in the Masech, the whole parak, about somebody was on the road, and he didn't make it home in time before Shabbos, and he has his money, he has his wallet in his pocket. What can he do with the money? As Mishahshuk Lay Baderach, somebody was going in the middle of the Derech, he's right before Shabbos. The Mishnah later, Mishahshuk Lay Baderach, you were traveling on the road and it was still right before Shabbos. Is nice thing kisno nachri. The Rabbanan made a kula that if you meet a guy on the road, you're allowed to give your wallet to the guy and tell the girl to take it home. And I'll see you after Shabbos, I'll get it from you after Shabbos. They make this kula. As even though really it should be awesome with the Rabbanan, because by you giving it to the guy, you know the guy has to carry it home for you on Shabbos. So he's like doing a malacha for you on Shabbos. And that's also to tell a guy. You're not allowed to tell a guy even on Friday to come and do a malacha for you on Shabbos. See, you're telling the guy on Friday right before Shabbos, take my wallet and take it home with you, so he's carrying the wallet for you. So that's the cool that Rabbanu will make here. And the reason is because they weren't making like this, since the person is Merl Amamainoi. The person gets very nervous. Before Shabbos now, he's on the Derech, and he can't do anything with his wallet, he's going to be over the Aveira and carry it home. We're afraid he'll carry the wallet, Baal Damas Meshussar Rabbin. So today that a person shouldn't be so nervous, and shouldn't be worried about putting his wallet down the street. Instead of coming carry it, Baal Damas, the Rabbanu will make that if you have a goy, you're allowed to give it to a goy. Who are we'll see later, the last parents, a lot of other eights is what to do. But the eitzah is that a bonometic zera, not that the person should be patumul and carry it himself, the maker you can give it to a guy, the guy can carry it home for you. They don't even want you to be samech on carrying a pochus midal damas. Even though it's only yisim of the rabbonim didn't give you hetim, the rabbonim it's also. It's also to carry something through a shusar rabbin, pochus midal damas. As you walk 2 feet, you'll stop on the lofush, then you walk another 2 feet, but the Rabbanan has also what to do. So this was a cooler than one of the Yudchas Gzeris. Right to the Idach, what's another one of the Gzeris? Omar Bali, Omar Avimi, Sanso, name of the person, Shemakim, name of where he came from, Piton, that you now let eat Pasakim, now let eat bread was made by a goy, a goyish baker, Ushmonim, who then you now let eat the oil of a goy. Agav, the Gemara in Avodah Zarah says that Matkir that made the Gzeri can't eat Goyish oil, but later they mavatal the Gzeri was the Gzeri Shiyash Alamad Boy, it was too hard, and Lamaisa we are allowed to eat olive oil that comes from a Goy. Maybe you need a Hechshir on it, but even though the Goy made it, we're allowed to have it, the Shemin. But the first Gzeri was the Shemon and the oil was also also. The Yainim, the body made the Gzeri of Yain Nesach, you're not allowed to eat wine, drink wine that Goy made. Ubin is saying, Huladim, you can't intermarry with the Benesayim. Now, with the daughters of the Goyim. So the Gemara of Avodah Zarah, the Kashas Midi, writes him not allowed to. What do you have to Gzeres Rabbonim? So the Gemara of Teretz says that the Gzeres are even with Yichud. They made an Issa Yichud, you can't be Miyachud with the Benesayim. Kulon the Yudches Dabrahim. All these last Gzeres, like one Gzeres, are part of the Yudches Gzeres. So Trashi Uvenesayim. And the Sechta Avodah Zarah Pachim, Benesayim the Raisa. That you can't marry a Shiksa, that's Midi Raisa, you can't marry them. And the Morgan the Terrace there, we're not talking about marrying them and having been with them, we're talking about just the Yichud. A Yichud with a Shiksa is also Watsim and Rabbonim. That's part of Yudchas Gzeiris. Kulam Yudchas Vormheim. Trashi, the whole Kulu, these last Piton, the bread, Pasakum, and Shmonim, and Yenim, and Bnesayim is all like one Gzeir. Chodihi. So Gozo a Piton, why do they make Gzeir not eat bread that a Goy made Mishum Shmonim? Because Lechoshi to come to drink their oil.
V'yal shmonim, why do they make gezeirah on the shmonim ishmyenim? If you drink the oil, you come to drink the wine. And why do they make gezeirah on wine? Because you come to drink with them, you come to intermarriage with them, and be with the shiksis. So it's after one gezeirah, after he wants you to stay away from the shiksis. So he asks you not to eat the bread, and not to drink the yarn, and not to drink the shem. Agav talks out, even though that the bread, we know, is not also bano. Pas akum is not also bano. It's just you're not supposed to eat it. And there's a certain time when you are allowed to eat pas akum. You have this pas palti at least. A bread that a private goy baked, there's no heter. If a goy baked a private bread in his house, and you come to his house, there's no heter if you eat it. Just pas palti, a bakery, a goyish bakery that bakes bread, then there's no kugel. There's no other Yiddish bread around, you're allowed to eat it. There are kugels. The core part of bread is not also bano. Yainam stam yain netzach is also bano. So there's the kasha, if they're both the same zeirus here, how come yain netzach is also bano and passes muta bano? So there's the answer true. The reason why they ask it stam yainam, mean just stam goyishu wine, is mishum bino sayin. We don't want to drink wine with them, we come to marry them. But once the rabbani made exeru on the wine, since there is a musik of yain netzach midiraiker, that means if a goy takes yain and throws it in front of the avodah zarah, it becomes also bano midiraisa. So since by their wine it's a possibility for it to be also midiraisa, when the rabbanu made gzeira not to drink any wine that a goy touched, the rabbanu went a step further and made like yain midiraisa. They gave the din as if it's yain nesech and it's also bano. That's why yainam is more chamar than pita. Even though the tchilas gzeira was for the same reason. We don't want you to eat bread with them, so you come to drink wine with them. Wine, you come to marriage with them. So tomorrow, Hanicha l'Rab Meir, he had 18. El Rab Yosi, Shivsri Heaven. According to Rab Yosi, he said before the Gzeira of the Keli, under the Tzimur, if the Mayim was called Mayim Shuv Manat, he holds a Adayim Himachwekis. So you only have 17, you don't have 18. How do you have 18? And the Gemara, Iko Hod Rav Acha Bar Ada, the Yom Rav Acha Bar Ada, Omer Rab Yitzchok, Gozro al pita mishum shmonim. True, they ask that you can't eat goyish bread after you drink the oil. The al shmonim mishum yenim. Can't drink the oil after you come to drink the wine. Now, al pita and for the Gemara, al pita mishum shmonim, ma yom and shem mi path. Like, why is shem and any better than path? Because they're the same category. Ela gozro al pita u shmonim mishum yenim. It's like a true. It's not that if you eat path, you come to eat the oil. What is one that do? Why is one better than the other? Just means that chilu that a goy said not to eat pas akum and not to eat shem and oil that goy made, up you come to drink the wine. V'yayenim, what's wrong if you drink wine with goyim? Mishum ben saying, you come to drink with them, you come shikur with them, you come to intermarriage with them. V'yabenaseim, why would the goyim v'yabenaseim? Mishum dovarachu. Now this is the second gzeirah, mishum dovarachu. We'll soon see what that means. V'yadovarachu mishum dovarachu. And another thing, mishum dovarachu. Or even the first thing, Abunaseim Mishum Dabracha Poshimid Mishum Avaydazorah. They were Gachoshis. Why shouldn't you be Miyachid with the Shiksis? Because if you Miyachid with them, we're afraid you'll become Oivet Avaydazorah. And that was the equal purpose they made these Zeros. You shouldn't come to be Oivet Avaydazorah. Now, the Al Dabracha, they made another Gzerah, Mishum Dabracha, Mishum something else. This is the extra Gzerah they were putting into Yudches. For the Gemara, my Dabar Acher, what is this last Gzeira, one out to another one? Omer Rav Nachman Rav Yitzchok, Gozro al Tinek Nochri, they made a new Gzeira, that a Tinek, a Goyish kid, Shemetama Beziva, that when he's one day old, they gave him a Din Ziva on him, they gave him Tuma Zav on him. Why did they give him a Tuma Zav on him? Shlo Yehe Tinek Yisrael Rogel Etzloi, the Mishkav Zocher, they that your Yiddish children should not go play with Goyish children. At the times the Chazal was very shkir to have Mishkav Zocher, I mean men and men live together, and Goyish kids used to do that, so that the Yiddish kids shouldn't be influenced from the Goyish kids, they made the Goyish kids out tummy. So now, since the tummy, Mashma Zayfil, the Yiddish kids knew. Bizman HaGemara, when you had to be Nizir and Truma B'Tayra, they knew if something was tummy, you had to stay away from him, you can't go near him. So since the Rabboni were Goyish Tumor on Goyish kids, the Yiddish kids wouldn't play with him. According to Remei that you are going to the first gzeira of Mayim Shuvim, so you have the gzeira Mayim Shuvim, and you have this last gzeira that a tinnik is a zava. You have 19 then. So the Gemara Yochai the Remei and Nami Shisun Hevi, there are 19, and the Gemara Oichlin Vekelim. That we said two different gzeiras mechila. That the first nine gzeiras of the tumah is really one. both the same type of gzeirim. He includes that as one. Therefore, now altogether, you have 18. Let's see Rashi. Panich l'Reb Meir Zitrashi Teman Eluha Demaniach Kelim Tachas Atinur Hevin Hu Yudches. He includes the machlekes. If you leave your barrel outside when the clouds go away and then the clouds come back again, that was a machlekes b'sham in Beis Hillel. And the Meir says that Beis Hillel gave into Beis Shammai, so it was one of the Yudches Gzeiros. It's good how you have Yudches. Where are the Yudches? Test the Psula Truma. The remind that we start off with the Grazer on the Sefer, on Yodayim, on Mayim Shuvim, or Mishim Psula Truma. Those are the first nine Gzeiros. V'yein Kurim, V'yein Purim. Then from the Mishnah before, you can't read on Shabbos in front of a light, a lamp, and you can't pick out the lights in front of the lamp. That's another two Gzeiros. So you have 11 Gzeiros. Parchatza, you have 11. Parshul Zayin, we need a 7 more. Tzimur, the Gzeira now of Mayim Shuvim, if you left your barrel outside, is one. O Madeya, the tumah, if you have this Madeya, the thick of a strap, that's Makabal tumah for the person that's carrying it, that's the second one. So you have a five to go. O Benais Kusin, four to go. O Boitzer, three to go. Dule Truma, two. Benais Sein Kisai, that's the two, one more. O Pitim Shmonim Chodah. Pitim Shmonim is one, that's why you have the 18. For the marble of contra of Yasti, Kohor de Meister of Yitzchak Garavimi, Hadavrach Mishum Dovracha, Babalayasein Mishum Dovracha, Avoidizor. It means the reason why the girls did not eat bread and not to drink with them and not to be miyach with the daughter is the yikzer was you shouldn't end up being Rebbe Rabbi Dezorah. Once you're like into marriage or go with them, the Torah says, Ki yisitzcha, you come to be Rebbe Rabbi Dezorah. The yoyd goes of Dovracha, they made another type of gzeirah. Shlei Hustukan, that wasn't mentioned here. That what? That a goyish kids should metama bezivon. They are filled away in a zav, even though the kid didn't see any zav, to Rabbon and gave him a din tumor. A goyish kid has a din tumor on him. That's considered like one of the gzeres. So now we're calling to everybody to have their cheshbin, how you have exactly 18 gzeres. But these are 18 gzeres that even though Beshamay was the one that first initiated, put it in, or they still was masked to the next day, and it was Rabbi Beshamay, therefore we pass like Beshamay these gzeres. All the gzeres, we always pass like Beis Hillel. Because we say they didn't have a meeting then. Usually there were more Talmidei Beis Hillel than Talmidei Beis Shammai. Usually Beis Hillel was the Roi. That's why Kol HaTorah, we always pass through Beis Hillel, they're the Roi. But in this one case where they went up to the Aliyah and they closed the doors on the Beis HaMedrash and they had a count in the Beis HaMedrash, at that time, Beis Shammai was the Roi. That's why these Gezeros he passed through Beis Shammai. So the Mishnah. Beis Shammai Yomim Ein Shoyin Diyoi. You're not allowed to soak Diyoi like ink. The samamonim, a type of dye in water. The kashinon, that's the maicha behema type of food. El kadeshi yisharu mibay joim. You want to like soak the beans. Kashinon are hard beans. You give behemas. So you want to soak the beans before Shabbos, or soak it that it should be softened to use it on Shabbos. The shamos, you have to do these things before Shabbos. You can't just put it into the kli right before Shabbos and let it happen on Shabbos. And the maskana is the reason why Beshami holds this awesome, because they hold there's an issa shvisas kelim. They hold just like we have the loch shvisas behemtoi. You're not allowed to let your behemoth do work on Shabbos. Beshami holds who then your kelim has to rest on Shabbos. If you own a kli, no malach is allowed to be done in your kli on Shabbos. Therefore, you own these kelim. You're not allowed to like soak dye in water right before Shabbos. That on Shabbos is being soaked like you're making dye here. Since that's a melech of tzedayam, and the kli is doing it, even though the person is not doing it, just the kli is doing it, they hold there's an issa shvisas kelim. Right, so, el kdei shishorim by German has to soak or die before Shabbos. Well, Beis Hillel matir, balach we hold like Beis Hillel, because Beis Hillel holds there's no issa shvisas kelim. Your kli is allowed to work for you on Shabbos. Just the person can't do work on Shabbos, or else the behemoth can't do work on Shabbos. Mashenkein, other people, Mashenkein and Kalem, they could do work on Shabbos. Well, Beis Hillel matir with the Rashi, Mishenosin es tamayim b'bayjoyim. If you put the water in a b'bayjoyim, it's mutter. Because you're doing the melacha before Shabbos, what's happening on Shabbos is by itself, the Kalem is doing it by itself, not going to make any examples. Beis Shamayoyimim, Einoistim, Oinen, Shalpishtim, Lotzerich HaTanur. You can't put a piece of flax inside the tanner, inside the oven, or mislabas rashi to make it white. This is a melacha. If you do it on Shabbos, it's a melacha. So Beis Shammai holds you can't put it into the oven right before Shabbos. Since on Shabbos the oven is whitening the pishtun, the kli is doing a melacha. That's also. Now the kadesh yavidu by yom. It has to be whitened before Shabbos. But all of that family yuri, you can't put wool into the big yura where you want to buy it. Unless the god died before Shabbos. So they still a material, the same svara. They still hold you allowed to put the flax inside the kli before Shabbos, because what the person did was before Shabbos. On Shabbos is being died, the person is not doing it, just the kli itself is doing it, that's muta. They shama yoyim in the same thing, ain't person mitzudis chayiv b'yofes v'dogim. They're not allowed to put out traps right before Shabbos to capture the hamas on Shabbos. And the kadesh yitzayim of b'joyim, unless you put it there Friday afternoon or Friday morning, that you know minastam you'll capture them before Shabbos. Well, they still invite the material, because they still hold no malacha the kli to do malachas on Shabbos. Only the person can't do malacha. So since you set the trap before Shabbos, what the person did was before Shabbos. I on Shabbos, the kli is trapping the behemoth, that's mutter. You're not allowed to sell something to a nochri right before Shabbos. And if Gzeri is going to soon see, you can't let him take out some packages out of your house Friday. You can't put packages on top of him. Unless he reach his house before Shabbos. If he's leaving your house on Friday afternoon, and he's leaving your house, he's going home. If you know he has a 2-hour trip home, you're not let him leave your house 2 hours before Shabbat out the Shammai. Because it's the Gzera, people think as if you made him a shliach, you appointed him to take this for you. If you appoint the great to do a melacha, he's not allowed to do a melacha for you in Shabbos. So since it looks to people, since he's coming out of your house now, either with tzchera, or he's coming out with packages, it looks like you told him to do it, so the Shammai holds it's awesome. But they still matir, they still know there's no Gzera. Since the emissary, the great, is doing it himself, you didn't sell it to him that he's doing you a tzchera, you sold him a kli, it's his. Now he's going home, he's doing it for himself. So either the Gzera, people think you told him, they still don't know for the Gzera. Nobody told him anything. Just time walking out. Well, soon see. But even according to Bethillah, they have to leave your house before Shabbos. A guy is not allowed to come into your house on Shabbos and take out something on Shabbos. Then even Bethillah's know this Gzera. That looks as if the guy is taking it. Amar, that used to be a shayla on Lakewood Amar on Yom Tov, where you have diaper service. So diaper comes to the house to take the diapers away. Amol, they come Monday and Thursday. Amol, Yom Kippur comes down on Thursday. Amol, Yom Kippur comes down on Thursday. So what do you do with your diaper service? You want to leave it outside, the guy comes into the house and takes it away. So that's a shadow of its mutter or not. Posh, it should be awesome, because you're not allowed a guy come into your house on Shabbos or on Yom to take something out, because it very looks as if you told him to do it. Now, some people are maker, because if you do a lindener that the diaper service, nobody calls him to come today, he comes on his own, like it's a routine. Everybody knows the diaper service comes routine. Just like with the hetter for the garbage also. If you have the garbage man comes into your backyard, take out the garbage. Some people want to ask you that he's not going to come into your house to take it out. But the hetter is, no, everybody knows that you're not calling him to come. Hey, that's a routine, the way they come. So you could be maker on that. No. A gardener is a worse, different office. Imam is doing a melacha for you when you're saying that's us, they can't work for you, can't have a guy working for you. So Matthew, say Shama Yomim, Ein Noistin Oiris La'avdon, you're not allowed to put the skin to be worked on, for Leikelim L'Kovis, you can't give your suits to the cleaners, Mochri to Goyish cleaners, and L'Kadesh Yasuv B'Joim, you have to make sure they're going to finish cleaning it before Shabbos. Otherwise it's like this exam, it looks like you told them to do it for you on Shabbos. Uvekulim Be'Tilim Matirim,